go there, mate?
Sort of. That should do it.
Yeah, looks good. Right, what's going on?
Oh, not a
Hello?
lot. Yourself?
Friday podcast?
Yes. Yep. Now
Reckon
we're
we can
back.
make this a regular thing?
Yeah, I reckon we should make this a
Yeah.
regular thing. But yeah, another week done. What was your highlight of this week?
I think this week was the order we got for Seychelles.
Oh,
So
yes.
they it's a luxury hotel that they're building over there. Oh, sorry, maintaining, I should say. Some of it's actually suspended out over the water, and they're just working at remediating, protecting the concrete as they can, sort of each year, each maintenance
Do you want to explain
shift.
to the viewers whereabouts that is in the world?
Yeah, a lot of you would know if you're used to traveling, but it's off the coast of Africa, sort of further south. We can probably show a little map of where it is.
Yes,
But
yep.
yeah, very nice location. It's yeah, bit of a holiday destination. And yeah, being able to protect that concrete right on, like a critical asset. There's people in the hotel all the time. And they obviously can't afford to let that degrade
Yeah.
and worst case it fail or they need to do major repairs. So yeah, being able to just chip away, they can just protect a certain amount every few months, and as their budget allows, and go from there. So
Yeah.
no, that's a good one. So that was the Acheron 7000. What's your understanding of that product, by the way?
Yeah, so yeah, the Akron 7000, obviously you're in that kind of civil space, but
I thought it'd be good for if you tell have a shot at explaining it, and it helps you learn and helps everyone else learn at the back end.
exactly. So generally it's like used in marine. A lot of with seawater it can corrode steel if no concrete's treated. So the Akron 7000 is pretty much, well, it is designed to kind of protect against those harsh marine environments that we see, around the world. But obviously there's all the wharves and stuff that you see have been built many, many, many years ago, and the concrete's starting to eat away, and then the steel's getting all rusty and corroding, which obviously affects the structural support of the whole entire wharf. So with that Akron 7000, you're pretty much protecting any corrosion, sorry, from that seawater.
That's right. Yeah, so it's often done where a structure is starting to show signs of deterioration. So if it's showing cracking or spalling or staining, often when a repair process is done or a cycle of repairs is done, but keeping that structure in that same condition, and preventing, that further maintenance spend being required. So, but yeah, just been for a bike ride too. So we did a 21.7K bike ride around Napier. Beautiful day. Our CEO Mark arranged for a couple of beers to be dropped off mid bike ride, so that was a bonus.
Yeah, so the whole team was out there, all the staff in the Napier office, which we were based here in New Zealand. Yeah, all went on for a little tiki tour
Yeah,
around the bay, which was good, getting the
that's
sun.
awesome. What's your highlight of the week anyway, like?
Highlight for me would be Wednesday, headed up to Auckland with Hayden
Nice.
Prestige. He's our sales manager for Australia and New Zealand. So we did a little joint trip up to Auckland there. Visited a couple of ready mix plants, which is very interesting. Myself, I haven't done
Yeah,
too
nice. Yeah,
much.
it is interesting to figure out how that critical pathway of construction happens. Yeah, it's
No,
good.
it's definitely a good eye opener and a learning for all. And yeah, just catching up with a couple of concrete places, a few main contractors too, about projects that are coming up in our pipeline. So it's always good to obviously educate everyone that you see of the benefits of what we can provide. And there's always that thing about if something does happen down the line.
Just going to try and get hold of Henry and see if he can
Yes.
chip in. But
G'day, Doug. How you going?
yeah, good yourself.
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Yep.
Yeah, not too bad. It's cracking.
Good. Hey, just off the cuff, we're just in the studio here with Lake. and myself, and he's been just talking about going and actually getting onto a Ready Mix site, seeing how it actually all happens. It's been a great experience this week. I've talked about the order in Seychelles, the protecting that marine environment there. But wondering if you could just sort of off the cuff, ad lib, whatever you want to call it, what's one thing you wish every architect or every designer knew about concrete? Is there any one thing that stands out?
Ooh, you have caught me on the cuff actually there, Doug.
What about curing of concrete? Is there anything around that that you wish everyone knew?
Oh, it's probably not so much architects, maybe just consultants. Just, oh no, there's not one thing that I wish they'd learn as such. It's just it's always good talking to consultants because you actually learn a lot yourself. Now what's going on? Market's quite quiet out there at the moment, so sometimes they're a little bit hard to get hold of. But I guess letting us know how they like to be contacted is always good. It's probably not so much a technical thing,
Yeah, that's
but
good.
either whether like texts or phone calls or emails or videos, just whatever works with them.
Yeah, that's actually really good. I because I mean we're going to reach out to them. We need to know what's going on with projects. Unfortunately,
Don't
we're
want
in the game, but
to
no, that's
piss
a
them off.
top
Don't want
tip.
to get the point that we're trying to help. I guess it's also for us to know and be aware of the stage of their project, because there's no point in me coming talking to somebody, an architect or an engineer, about a concrete slab when they are going through the final sign-off of the building that's almost finished. That's just dumb on my part. So doing our homework and finding out early what where they are at in the project as well is
And
always always a good thing.
I guess, and it would also come down to relationship building. You know, if you're meeting customers regularly, just keeping that ongoing relationship with them, building that trust with that customer, they're able to help you out, and you can help them in return, for
Yeah.
projects going forward.
And we're trying to get lay out here at market, we're not just trying to sell a product. Not every project will, regardless if you need Acron 2000 or need different Markham systems, but just finding out from them early on and giving the advice. I mean, there's probably a couple of hundred years knowledge here at Markham across Aussie, New Zealand, UK, and sort of things we can, if we don't know, we can't help, and we can point them in the right direction as well of somebody in the industry, of an industry leader or somebody that we get on well with. Anyway,
Yeah,
does that
that's
help?
awesome. No, that's really good. And what was your favorite part about the bike ride that we've just been on? Did
Yeah,
you
just
bike home
getting
as
out.
well, or what did you?
No, I'm not quite home yet, but just getting out about the team. That's what
Good,
Markham's
good.
about. It's a good place to work. You can do the fun stuff as well.
Yeah, brilliant.
Awesome.
Same
Anyway, you
page.
guys going to have a darn good weekend. And
Likewise.
see you on the Monday.
All
See you
right.
around, mate.
See you, mate.
Roger.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah,
Good to
that's
catch
good.
up. I didn't expect him to quite go that angle, but that's actually really good to just to be up front. We're not gonna stop contacting consultants, builders about projects that hey, if it's the wrong stage or you don't like one particular way that we're contacting you or something, just let us know. We're humans. We don't mind if you're blunt to us, or let us know what's the preferred method.
Yeah, and I guess it could always even help the listeners as well, like with their own business, like just knowing about when the right time is, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be contacting them at a wrong stage, and then eventually they start getting, as you say, maybe annoyed, or like it's always just that question, the good old question is, when would be a good time to get back in touch? They give you a date, and then you know where to go from there. But no, that's good.
No, awesome. Well, that's it for Friday. We'll see you next Friday, or
Yes.
on the next podcast. Thanks,
Sweet.
Dean.
Thank you.